Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is December 6th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Digital profile of children's hearts. Automated echocardiogram strain analysis facilitates earlier detection of cardiac dysfunction. A new semi-supervised deep learning framework, the Motion Ecosystem, was developed using 11,096 pediatric and 11,297 adult echocardiograms. This system provides a standardized and vendor-agnostic approach for pediatric myocardial strain analysis. It enhances cardiac function evaluation and enables earlier detection of cardiac impairment, addressing high variance and limited precision in current methods. Article number 2. The Canadian Heart Failure Society CHFS Workforce Committee Report 2024. Addressing the Challenges Facing the Heart Failure Physicians Workforce in Canada, CHFS 2024 Heart Failure Workforce Report. The Canadian Heart Failure Society, CHFS Workforce Committee Report, identified a critical gap where the heart failure physician workforce in Canada has not grown to meet the rising demand. The committee, comprising 16 Canadian physicians, determined key drivers of this workforce crisis. The report provides actionable solutions to address this growing burden on healthcare resources and patient care. These findings highlight the urgent need for strategic planning to ensure adequate heart failure physician staffing across the country. Article number 3. Tenecteplase versus alteplase in mechanical prosthetic heart valve thrombosis, the TENET randomized clinical trial. The TENET randomized clinical trial compared the safety and efficacy of tenecteplase versus standard infusions of alteplase for patients with symptomatic prosthetic valve thrombosis after mechanical heart valve replacement. This study directly assessed the utility of tenecteplase in this patient population, where alteplase is an accepted first-line thrombolytic therapy. The trial provided data on the comparative performance of these two agents in addressing prosthetic valve thrombosis. Article number 4. Long-term prognostic impact of complete revascularization, defined by CT-derived fractional flow reserve. This prospective multicenter study in 900 patients with new-onset stable angina investigated the long-term prognostic impact of complete versus incomplete revascularization. Revascularization status was determined non-invasively using coronary-computed tomography, angiography-derived fractional flow reserve. The study provided data on whether the short-term benefits of complete revascularization persist long-term when defined by this imaging modality. Article number 5. Cardiomyopathy-associated pathogenic variants in pediatric myocarditis, a study from the Pediatric Cardiomyopathy Registry. This study from the Pediatric Cardiomyopathy Registry compared the prevalence of rare predicted damaging variants and clinically pathogenic variants in children. It specifically examined children with dilated cardiomyopathy secondary to myocarditis, children with dilated cardiomyopathy alone, and heart-healthy controls. The research provided data on the burden of cardiomyopathy-associated genetic variants in pediatric myocarditis, addressing previous limitations in data for children. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.